You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A bank of keys, so the consonants are on both sides where your fingers are, and the vowels are where your thumbs are. So every stroke that you do is a syllable or a word, which is why you can keep up so much faster with speech compared to a normal keyboard, QWERTY keyboard. To cover all the letters in the alphabet, you use different combinations of keys to get... So, for example, T is obviously T. TP together is F. PH together is M. So, ST endings, stuff like that. So, it takes a long time, probably takes a year to learn the whole language, the whole system.
Would you compare it to learning another language?
Yes, it is like a language. And they liken the process as to playing the piano because you're using both hands.
Interesting. How did you get into stenographic training?
So I was at college and we did a school trip down to Wellington, and we visited Parliament and the courts, and they showed us how they did different jobs, including evidence recording, and I thought, oh wow, that's kind of matches my skills. Enrolled in the course. There was a school, Tap Valley Polytech back in the day, so I went it there for a year.
So it's a year-long training, and then you become what's the title?
It doesn't exist anymore, but yes, it was a year-long training.
So would you be able to explain to a five-year-old how the phonetic transcription works?
Every stroke you do is a syllable or a word. So you're using different combinations, knowing where different letters and sounds are on the keyboard to create the sound of a syllable or the sound of a word. So, when you learn the theory, you're doing speed building at the same time, so you're training your fingers to go in the right place based on the sound, which then produces the word that you want. So you have a dictionary on your computer on a special software, so you can tell the software what each stroke means. So you build up your dictionary over time. So
And
you can do words from other languages as well. Like Māori is quite good because it's a very phonetic, you just sound out the sounds.
I was just going to ask, once you've done your transcribing, do you go post-court, I suppose, and then transcribe your transcriptions into something that an average person would be able to read, or do you have a software that does that for you?
Yeah, the software does it for you. So what we use now is called real-time transcription, so the lawyers can hook up to your computer and receive what you're recording live, so they can read in English what's being said in real time. So then at the end of the day, I just edit it, fix any mistakes or check any words, whatever, and then they can get it within a few hours at the end of the day.
That leads me on to my next question of, I think in America there was an attempt to completely automate transcriptions, but it failed, and so I was just curious as to see what your opinion was on why this isn't a skill that can be automated.
Yeah, I mean, you can see on your Zoom, if you click on the closed captions thing on your Zoom meetings, you'll be able to see the transcript coming up there, and you'll see that it's not accurate because it can't pick up context, it can't pick up accents, can't pick up Māori words, for instance, or other language words. It can't tell when someone has changed tack in their thinking, their sentence might need a dash, whereas obviously someone watching and listening and using their brain can, whereas the technology is not there yet. It may do one day, I don't know, but at the moment it can't cater for different voices, different accents, people talking over top of each other.
I think stenographers are most known as courtroom reporters, but what are some other jobs that you do that people might not be aware about?
So they don't actually use our system in the courts in New Zealand. They realise that they wouldn't be able to have enough labour force coming through. There's quite a high dropout rate in the training, probably 80%.
Wow.
It's quite a combination of skills, and you've got to be quite driven to get there. They did a trial back in the late 80s, early 90s, it was for using the system, but they've reverted to using the FTR system, so they record it on a computer and have typists, so they don't actually use it in the courts here. So there's only four of us in New Zealand that do it.
Wow, so that's all right. There's only four.
Yes.
There's only four of you in New Zealand.
Yes. So is there a shortage? Probably yes. There's no training anymore. They don't use it in the courts. So, just kind of faded away somewhat. Mm-hmm. All of us are obviously busy. We do arbitrations is a big one. So people prefer not to go to court. They can just appoint an arbitrator and have like a, it's just like a court session. They appoint an arbitrator and lawyers, present the case and that sort of thing.
Hmm.
That's one. Disciplinary tribunals and the health practitioners. Captioning is big and really increasing these days because they're starting to legislate for people having access.
Okay, could you go into more detail about the captioning? Is this, where would we see this captioning, for example?
So anything related to deaf or hard of hearing people will probably have captions. I believe Parliament is captioned. Well, I know Parliament is captioned now. Things like the news and apparently rugby games and such like that are captioned. So.
Well, that's really interesting how we know stenographers as courtroom reporters, but it's shifted actually into more media and news and being accessible.
Yeah, I mean, probably everywhere else overseas will have reporters in court, but it's not here, more expensive than they would like to pay as well. I believe in America, the training is the equivalent to getting a degree sort of thing. It's more than a year at least, much more seen as a profession.